Cowboy, we talked about the stadium issue. What do you think about that? Voice of Texas Stadium. You're going to have to go to Arlington
if they pass it in that November vote, right?
Let me ask you.
Is that an automatic?
I don't think it's an automatic, but I think that it would be favored to pass right now because, I mean, they can go to their voters and say, look, you know, you did this once for us, and look at the impact we had. I mean, look what it did. We paid off. We retired the bonds 10 years ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
And we dropped your taxes. So vote for it
plus
again.
I bet people in Arlington see that as, hey, we can get the Cowboys.
That, but not only the Cowboys, but though maybe a Final Four.
Super Bowl.
Maybe a Super Bowl.
Concerts. Yeah. Football all the way, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, that's already there.
Let me ask you. Some people think that Rick Gosselin writes too much about climatic conditions in the NFL.
Are you doing that to me? Yes.
What do you think about that?
You asked me that on the plane three times.
Well, I haven't got a good answer from you yet.
Rick Goslin's a fine writer, and I think if he sees
climate as a big in this car
as a big reason for a
not what you wrote in your blog.
Don't have a blog.
I believe the words were foot.
Hines, I want you to tell me about Connor.
About Connor?
Yeah. About Connor's mom.
Oh.
Who's Connor?
I could survive anything now because I survived Connor yesterday.
You going to get a T-shirt made up?
I survived
Connor and Connor's mom.
Who's Connor?
He's the 2-year-old who sat in front of Ryan's and screamed the whole way to Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
His mom.
This was without a doubt the worst kid plane scene I've ever had.
Mainly because the mom was so bad. It's one thing the kid's bad, but the mom was a wreck.
Yeah, she was a mess.
So was she a real call attention to herself kind of person and the struggles that she was going through?
Well, yeah, she was, but Connor was the one that was calling attention to the whole thing. If he had a pipe down, then nobody would have known she was there.
Although when they got on the plane, it was the mom that was yelling at Connor for running around the plane.
You can't run off when I got your car seat. What'd she look like?
She was just, were they real white trash?
Wasn't that good? Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Craig.
Oh, hey, Dad.
No, some reason Craig's dad joining us. Sounds horny.
Never know who's going to pop up.
Sounds real horny.
Don't say that about Craig's dad.
He always sounds that way.
Oh, Craig. Hey, you know, tell by the time your parents found your porn and it just
disappeared. Dear God, but I'm horny.
Yeah, when I was walking home from school one day, I found a picture of a naked woman, you know, as we all did when we were kids, and you find it in the bush or something and you take it home. And so I look at it for a few days, and I can't believe my good fortune. I'm actually looking at a naked woman at the age of 8, and it's great. So I hid it in my desk drawer.
Now, is this totally?
Totally.
Nude.
Yeah.
Totally nude.
I'll never forget the pose. She had her arms up like this. She was grabbing onto the top of a canopy bed, and everything showed, and she was gorgeous.
Do we need to bring Tom Grieve in?
Her guts hanging out.
Yeah, let's call Tom Grieve and ask if he saw the same picture and what exactly particular area he liked the best.
Giant beaver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Tom.
So anyway, I hid it in my desk, and so for a few weeks I would come home and look at the picture, and then one day I came home from school excited to look at my great picture, and I opened the drawer, and there was nothing in there. It was gone.
Oh.
Mm.
And
how'd that make you feel?
Oh.
Horny?
Yeah, a little horny.
Knowing that your dad was enjoying the same picture.
But mainly I just felt like one of my parents found it and confiscated it, but there's no way I can bring it up to them. I can't say, hey, did you guys take my porn?
did you guys take what Tom Grieve calls
or,
okay,
in run.
Sports ticket.
Giant beaver.
So they never said anything about it. I never said anything about it.
To this day?
Well, we called them on the show a few years ago, but I don't think they remembered, honestly.
They played along with the bit, though.
Yeah, they played along with it. But for the next couple of weeks at dinner, it was very awkward because we each knew.
Did y'all go out for some red snapper at dinner, and you thought, well, I could bring it up. I have a natural.
No, they ate tuna fish.
I don't understand.
Where are you guys going with this?
I don't understand red snapper.
I'm going to go ahead and change the subject completely. You guys know what today is?
Ryan's birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Rhino.
Thank you, boys.
You and Madonna.
Now, I know exactly how old you are because you were born in a zero year, right?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay, so you're
1900.
Oh, hey, Brad Bashir joining us. What, does he have a birthday today, too?
Yes,
he does.
Did you wish him happy birthday?
I did.
How old is he, Mike?
My age.
For real?
Yeah.
Weird.
For real.
You were born on the same day?
Same age.
In the same hospital.
No. Same mother?
Well, possibly.
Oh, Brad's laughing. Brad loves this.
And it's also Madonna's birthday?
Yep. Right.
On the day Elvis died. Right.
And Babe Ruth died.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a day.
Such a notable day. Why don't you tell the Elvis story? Oh, Brad really thinks it's funny.
So how are we going to celebrate tonight?
Well, I don't know. How are we going to celebrate?
I guess we need to take Ryan's out for a beer or two.
No,
I
guess.
All share a stripper.
Let's go to a Dodger game.
Oh, you do?
See the Dodgers and the Marlins. Oh, Georgie?
No.
Come on, George.
Hey, traffic is so bad right now. Just within the an eight-block radius, you can't even get out of it.
Let's get Barb in here. Maybe she can give us a traffic update.
Whoa.
You want Barb to come on with us?
It took us 15 minutes just to go to Topper's Pizza down the road.
Let me turn off Brad Sham's mic.
What pizza, Junior?
Topper's.
Brad loves Johnny Wyatt, I guess.
Oh. All right, well, we'll figure something out. Some kind of shenanigan.
You want nudity tonight? A little nudity?
No, I want baseball.
No, he wants to go to a baseball game.
We're not driving to the Dodgers game. It's a drive into Austin. We determined that last week when we were here.
It won't be that bad. It's Reiner's birthday, and he wants to go to a Dodgers game.
Okay, we'll let him go.
And see the Dodgers play
world
champion. It won't be that bad, Cobra.
The Marlin is not the world champion. They shouldn't be allowed to hold that position.
Well, they won the World Series.
Yeah, they won the World
Series.
You okay, Brad?
I'm laughing at something.
We're supposed to have a serious golf game after the show, but that's been canceled.
Yeah. Ask George the big thing going on in his life. Because he taunted Corby after we left last time.
Yeah.
He taunted Corby
What happened, George?
Well, I stored my clubs at our hotel.
Yeah.
And Brad, hold on a second. Hold on, Brad. And my clubs are missing. Presumed stolen.
What are they saying about that?
They'll try to make it right.
They said they'll get him new clubs if he just tours White Bluff at Lake Whitney.
So somebody took your clubs. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Somebody stole your clubs.
George, you're going to have to rent clubs. You owe me a lot of money.
Let's go play. I'll beat you with rented clubs. Beat you like a rented mule with those rented clubs. Mm. Sure, PETA appreciates that comment.
Yeah, screw PETA.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Jay. Well, he's better than you.
Man.
George Dunham.
Well, are we ready for the 2-minute drill?
Yeah. No, what do we need to do to prep for that?
Brad, well, there is a way. There is a way to prepare ourselves for it and prepare everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to clear the lines and reload again accordingly.
All right.
And that's next.
Brad Sham.
Sports Radio 3.